In Nikki St. Crowe's dark fantasy romance, The Fae Princes, Neverland transforms from a childhood fantasy into a realm where desire and danger intertwine. This isn't your grandmother's Peter Pan here. Shadows have substance, fairies harbor deadly ambitions, and eternal youth comes with centuries of complicated history. When Tinkerbell mysteriously resurrects after being killed twice, she brings impossible winter to the island and claims to be mothered to the exiled Fae twins. Her return shatters carefully maintained secrets and threatens the delicate balance of power among Peter Pan, Winnie, formerly Wendy Darling, and their polyamorous family of dangerous, beautiful men. As snow blankets the usually verdant landscape, it becomes clear something fundamental has shifted in Neverland's magic, as if the island itself is awakening. Peter Pan stands frozen on his balcony, staring in disbelief at Tinkerbell, the fairy he killed twice. Her golden dust swirls around her as she asks with unnerving familiarity, "Did you miss me, Peter?" When he demands to know how she's alive, she answers cryptically, "The island brought her back as a gift and a little light for your darkness." Meanwhile, snow falls across Neverland, impossible for this eternal summer paradise. Winnie wakes freezing despite being surrounded by her lovers, Vane with storm gray eyes, Bash and Kaz with scarred backs where wings once grew. Following combat sounds, they find Peter with a blade at his throat, confronted by the resurrected fairy. Tinkerbell makes an extraordinary claim. She is the mother of the twins, Bash and Kaz. She offers to have their banishment revoked and wings returned if they visit the Fae Palace, speaking of ancient rites and older promises. "It's time to unite Neverland," she declares, before vanishing. What makes her return so unsettling isn't just that she's alive, it's that she seems to know things she shouldn't, speaking with the certainty of someone reading from an already written ending. Bash and Kaz bear the phantom pain of wings torn away, magnificent appendages that once marked them as Fae royalty. Banished from court, they've built new lives among the Lost Boys while their grandmother Nani had been their anchor, teaching them sweetgrass braiding and stories that preserved their heritage in exile. At Nani's grave, they encounter their sister Tilly, now queen of the Fae. The confrontation turns bitter when Tilly reveals she sacrificed her throne to the lagoon to defeat Peter Pan. "It was an ugly thing anyway," she cries. Kaz grabs her throat, accusing her of squandering their family's legacy. Yet, when they notice wreaths of braided sweetgrass on Nani's grave placed by Tilly, they glimpse another side of her. Through tears, she confesses Nani was the only family member who never demanded something from her. "I tried to do my duty to the throne like our parents wanted. I was afraid of disappointing them." This revelation humanizes Tilly as someone trapped by expectations rather than merely power-hungry. The twins watch her return to a palace without her throne, sensing she's in trouble but unsure whether they should or can help her. Their missing wings represent not just physical loss, but the severing of identity and belonging, a pain many understand in different forms. At Neverland's heart lies Winnie, who shares a shadow bond with Vane while being claimed by Peter Pan and desired by the twins. This polyamorous dynamic explores varied forms of love and connection. In the library, Vane confesses feeling Winnie's love like a million golden stars in the endless abyss that is me, moving her to tears. When she asks if he'll always be there, he promises with a gentle kiss. She prefers when he calls her Win rather than darling, a term that felt dehumanizing when Pan used it. Peter struggles with his feelings, maintaining emotional distance despite physical desire. When overhearing Vane and Winnie together, he respects their privacy, showing growth from his typical possessiveness. Later, he admits to Vane, "I am a better man because of her." These relationships compellingly balance darkness and tenderness. Despite being dangerous men-killers and monsters, they show surprising gentleness. After an intense sexual encounter involving all four men, they tenderly care for Winnie, cleaning her, giving her water, and dressing her before curling up together. The power dynamics constantly shift. Though the men possess physical strength, Winnie wields her own power through her shadow connection and emotional intelligence. When she commands all four to kneel and they obey, it's clear that true power in Neverland transcends physical might. Lagoon spirits have haunted Peter Pan with cryptic whispers. Never king, never king. Given light, trapped in the dark. Messages tormenting him as he struggles to understand his purpose after regaining his shadow. Pan's origin emerges through memory fragments. The mother once carried a baby boy to the lagoon, placing him on a sinking leaf. As she and her brother watched, lagoon spirits surrounded the baby until his cries became laughter. When the baby rolled underwater, the mother panicked but was restrained. The lagoon will give him what he needs, her brother assured. Soon after, a boy, aged years and seconds, broke the surface. Before departing, the mother asked her brother to watch over him from Earth while she watched from above, as the second star on the right. This reveals Pan wasn't abandoned from rejection, but necessity. His mother was a star goddess protecting her other children. The shadow wasn't punishment, but protection until he could embrace his true nature. When forced underwater until drowning, Pan emerges glowing like a star, realizing, "I always needed something to prop myself up." By losing his shadow, he discovers his own light. Found my own light, Tink. 2 weeks after defeating Tinkerbell, Neverland begins to heal. Snow melts, revealing lush landscape, and the mind-controlled Fae and Lost Boys return to themselves. Winnie searches for the second star on the right using Pan's telescope, having discovered his star goddess origins. Though Pan remains stingy with details, distracting me with sex whenever I ask if he's a god, he now glows with inner light, no longer dependent on his shadow. The twins prepare for coronation as Fae kings, their magnificent dark wings restored through the shadow's power. They've reclaimed their birthright while maintaining bonds with their chosen family. Even Vane evolves, agreeing when Pan says, "I am a better man because of her." Their grudging affection culminates in Vane's admission, "I love you too, you fucking asshole." The epilogue hints at new adventures, with Rock sailing toward Everland, eager to encounter a certain pirate with a fuckable mouth and an attitude I'd love to break. His thought, "I'm coming for you, Captain," suggests Hook's story continues. The final scene shows Winnie commanding all four men to kneel. Looking at these four vicious men on their knees before me, she realizes they're all mine, completing her journey from captive to queen.